And it's just a matter of, and she's got, like I said, she's got the form filled out. So it's just a matter of them reviewing the document, signing the form.
Signing the consent.
The consent to continue with the consolidation. And then all we do is, once we get our 65% in there, we take it in and...
Record it.
Record it, and it supersedes everything that's occurred in the past.
But we can keep asking.
When it comes back, it's somewhere.
Good. Did everybody get the minutes Jim sent out the other night?
Yes.
The ones to approve them?
I'll make a motion to approve them.
I'll second.
You got the little deals?
Well, report of officers, secretary?
No.
Treasurer?
Obviously the financials are on the portal. I did print it, but hopefully everybody had a chance to look at it. So nothing new to report.
All right, Cindy?
Nothing.
Okay, one thing we have is, you can't share the emails with everybody that are sent amongst the board. You need to keep those amongst the board. One person that keeps sharing them with everybody, chiming them in there, you can't do that. It's board business, and if we want everyone to know, we'll show it to them, but it's not your decision, you need to let the board decide on that. So in the future, don't be sending the emails out to everybody else. Okay, report of committees, administration, the picnic, we had 93 people there. I'm not sure it wasn't gonna be because of the rain, you know. Started out a little slow, but a lot of people came, a lot of new people, that's for sure. The county and financials, those are on the board portal. Real management, they'll be sending out the bills and the ballots and all that in August. Thoughts for sale, nothing to report, we still just have the one. What did we find out on that one, Cindy, on the 141, is it the only?
It's deferred.
Oh, it is?
Until 10/13 or something.
Okay.
Sure, it's deferred.
Okay. Building and grounds, caretaker uptake, where's Steve? Is he in here? Oh.
Right in here.
Okay. Y'all look alike. Can't tell in who's.
You want me to pull down my hair?
Yeah.
I got finished, treated the pond this week. Finished it up, a lot of the weeds are no longer on the top. I need to order more chemicals for treating the pond.
Okay.
It's got a lot of weeds in it.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's got more than it's ever had.
It popped up overnight.
Yeah, you get around and look at all the high altitude.
Well, in Denver, they're having the same problem with all the ponds and other, like, city park and all that. They're having a thing with that too down there.
And it was overnight, because we were up on a Wednesday.
Yeah, well, I noticed it just came up. I'm not gonna argue with you on that one.
Yeah.
I treated on Monday and Tuesday, and the ones that were in the middle on surface have actually dissipated quite a bit.
Okay.
Most of the second tip have done on the pavilion here on the outside. The wind came up, so we stopped.
Did you get the hoses and stuff bought?
Uh-huh.
Okay, how about the wetsuit?
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah, I've been pulling out weeds.
Okay.
I've done about 15 trailer loads.
Okay.
I bought the professional.
I'm sorry?
I bought the professional.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, good.
25 footer for the drinking water.
Okay. Anything else?
I'm ordering a new part for the front toilet. It keeps getting stuck and running. I was talking to my plumber friend, and he says that there's a center valve. I just ordered that center valve part because it gets wore out and I'm getting it, so.
Okay.
I'm ordering a part for that.
Okay.
I'm fireway signs up, speed limit signs.
Oh, no guns. Okay.
I got a question.
Huh?
Did you finish the gable end that was supposed to be finished?
No, it's not done yet.
When do you expect that to be done now?
When I get it done.
Excuse me?
When I get it done.
Do you have a game plan, or?
When I take time to do it, I'm trying to get rid of the weeds in the pond and keep the common area looking good and.
All right, just questioning.
Yeah, the historic building is not really a big concern to me right now. I mean, the the roof's on, it's not falling down. Thanks to my brother coming over and donating a $350 an hour truck to put the roof on. It's not collapsing and falling apart, so.
Yeah, I'm just questioning because you told me you had it done by the March 31st, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, and I'll get it done.
Okay. So that's all the questions I have for that.
Okay, billing and enforcement, all that's on the board porthole, or website, whatever you call it. The collections, they're all in there on the board porthole. We do have a covenant violation on lot 4-433 and 434. They put up a big greenhouse, I guess you'd call it, right?
It's a portable.
Portable greenhouse, I think.
Are they here?
No. He said, I talked to him, told him that he was a covenant violation, and he said he was gonna come down to the meeting, but I don't know.
So he can't come down to use any facilities here?
Well, we haven't seen anything.
No, wait, Joe, the other night, me and Joe were out, and he told me about it, and I, well, I had to go back there and see, but what did you say, it's like 30 by 40, is that what you thought?
Yeah, maybe, yeah, it's about that.
It's pretty big, he said he's gonna grow potatoes, but I think it's a different kind of a spud.
Yeah, it's a big monster, that's the thing. You can't see it from, you have to go up onto Joe's property to see it.
Yeah.
Because I knew that he's out there camping in tents, so when I was doing rounds, you could see parts of it, but it just looked like possibly their tent, so I wasn't concerned about it until.
Didn't we have another small one on Vandeweer?
Well, that was the guys building the house, all right, the two guys from Connecticut.
Yeah, they're building a house that was approved because that was the cheapest way.
They have a building permit for their house.
Well, what is the structure?
It's just a greenhouse, but it's just like an 8x8 or 6x8.
Yeah, it's a 10x12 greenhouse.
Oh, is it that big?
But they're using it mainly for storage for their tools and stuff. Many of them are going somewhere.
But they have to have a build.
They do have a building permit.
But did they send in a lot improvement form to put one of those up?
Yeah, yes. He didn't, was he the one that didn't know that we did approve it, but there were several of them that came through the last meeting.
Have the same.
Yeah, Troy.
His actually blew down, not Troy's, but the other guy's, his blew down. So his isn't up anymore.
Oh, yeah, I noticed he just had a bunch of plastic wrapped around there.
Is that other one a grow operation?
No, well, no, I'm sure that the other guys are just, but he said they're just using it for storage, but the other guy, invited by Joe, is.
Well, that's what I had, one by Joe.
Oh, yeah, he said he was gonna grow potatoes, and then we told you, and it's a different kind of a bud that he's trying to grow. But he's got a water tank out there as big as me, and.
So is he having water delivered?
I don't know how he's getting the water in there, or what, do you?
Well, he also has to have.
He was getting like 10 gallons of water down here a week, but.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know anymore.
The only thing he could do here is grow whatever the limit is, 3 or 4 plants, whatever it is for personal.
Six.
Yeah, but he's got.
Six per person, you can only have 3 budding at a time.
He's got, it's a pretty good sized thing. And there's quite a few tents there, I don't know how many people are living down there too, you know, but.
Does he have a domestic?
He doesn't have a well at all.
Oh, well then, he's not a violation.
Yeah, but he can't put up the structure, so, yeah, I don't, you know, yeah, that's something I don't know. The lady from the commissioner's office, the secretary for him, she had told me one of the reasons behind his LUR stuff is to catch the illegal grows, but I don't know. If they have a license, I don't know how that still works, but when you give up your rights to privacy, when you get your camping permit, then they can come on your property, you know. But, so anyway, that's, they're not here, so you need to just make sure they know they gotta tear that thing down. Lot improvement, anything, Bill?
We approved 2 Jeff Wells and Roy Gonzalez. We did Roy Gonzalez on 6-3 and Jeff Wells on 5-31.
What was Jeff's 311, was it? 311 and 312, or 312 and 313?
Jeff's?
Yeah.
2-312.
312, yeah, I think it's 311 and 312, but I'm building on 312.
What's the other guys?
366.
Okay.
What was the approval for?
They had building permits on Roy
Gonzalez is a shed, a well, and a septic. And Jeff Lowe is a septic, driveway, and home. But Roy Gonzalez is gonna build a home under his plan. These are the wildwood scouts.
Okay, on to unfinished business. The Firewise Committee, I left right after the picnic. Apparently nobody...
So did everybody else.
No one stayed around for it.
No one stayed. I talked to him for a few minutes, and he left the signs and...
Well, Linda wouldn't know about doing it at the September picnic, but if there's no interest in it, we can try another time and see what happens, or...
Maybe have him speak before the picnic.
Well, people didn't like that. We got a lot, Cindy got a lot of bad emails about that.
I don't think that was very successful.
Well, I had the impression, we have food ready.
Yeah, we had the food ready, and people were like, you don't make us force us to sit through that.
Because it just went on smaller.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
So...
Is there, why there are handouts or something?
Yeah, we had a bunch of them, maybe we just have them at the picnic. Yeah, maybe we just have them send down the flyers again and hand them out at the picnic, and then try for next year again, see what happens.
Why aren't people interested, I guess?
I don't know. I left, right, like I said, as soon as I was done giving away, I took off, so...
And the weather didn't help any.
Well, I think part of that is the picnic is not for that reason.
Yeah.
People are up on a three-day weekend, and they're gonna go to the picnic and then get away.
Yep.
You know, maybe you have to try a meeting on some weekend to see what kind of interest.
Well, we can try for that.
Other than the picnic.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Mark Iverson, so is there something posted on the website that people can read about it?
Well, we sent it out in the newsletter, right? It was in the newsletter. It said that was gonna be following the picnic at 1:30 or 1:45 or something like that.
Yeah, 1:30.
1:30, that it was gonna follow the picnic.
Well, I mean, just information people can read on it, so they obviously can...
Yeah.
At that time, send emails off to you as a board and say, hey, we're either for or against it.
Right, I don't want, you know, I...
We should ask MFP if there is some information that Jim can post on the website.
Okay.
Or a link.
Or a link.
Well, you're all there too, you don't have to. They can't force you to do it.
No, I know, and I mean, it'd be good if everybody got involved, I mean, is interested in it, because it's something that, you know, someday's gonna happen, you know, never know. But you can't twist their arm.
What were the signs that he left? What did the signs say?
Did you put them already up?
Community 2016.
Yeah, each year you have to do it.
I put one down here, right before the slide. I put one going into filing two and one going into filing four. We need to get one to go as you're probably...
Well, I asked her about it. She got an extra couple there anyway, but they said no, but if we could see about mucking them up. But every year you have to have a new calendar, or a year on it. That's your...
Compliant or up to...
Yeah, exactly, that's your compliance. You have to have a meeting, one meeting a year. And I don't, since no one showed up, I don't know if that does, if that counts or not, you know. I mean, everybody just goes here. I mean, no one, really, no one stayed around?
No.
How come? I mean, what's...
Well, like I said, I think a lot had to do with the weather, everybody wanted to get out.
Hey, you're inside.
I felt sorry for the guy.
Give me a better excuse.
So Jim, what do we have to do to be compliant year over year over year? I mean, it doesn't seem like we did anything.
Well, Jim, do you know?
Repeat the question.
On the be compliant with the Firewise, what do we have to do to every year to be compliant?
To be compliant. It doesn't seem like we did anything to get, to earn the signs or just because...
Well, we had the meeting. The meeting was one of the things that you had to do, and then... I don't know if so many people had to turn in a thing that they've done some work being fire mitigation.
All I know is that I don't know how many people have to do it, but from what I understand is if you do anything fire-wise, you have to keep track of it, keep your receipts, like when you take it to the dump for the slash and stuff like that. They'll reimburse you for your time, which I think was $20 an hour.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of people have started to do stuff here, including myself, to keep the Firewise on unfinished, and I'm sure that takes a long time.
Yeah.
But that's all I know about it. And then the form, I'd have to ask Linda Watson, she would know more about that, but the form, she was supposed to get me one, but she's been busy too with other stuff.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, you know, is it a good thing? You betcha.
Oh, I agree.
Is it time consuming? Yes.
I think we should be involved, but if nobody wants to be involved, then only one.
We should just be able to post information on the website and possibly a link, and then that way at least we're dispersing the information and they can choose to look at it or not.
I really feel bad having that guy come, I don't want to bet this is a guy. Anybody want to bet? It's kind of obvious. I lost my train of thought.
I think the all we can do is really just get information.
Yeah.
And it's everybody's own decision to decide what they want to do.
Right.
You know, and like Bill said, they're just up here relaxing and stuff like that too. But we got to think on the other aspect. You want to be able to keep to relax if you keep your property safe. If a fire comes through, just like you see the fire down in Salida there.
Right.
I mean, it's moving fast.
Oh, yeah. I'm all for it. I would have stayed if I was, would have been here, if I would have, could have.
But I thought when he gave
your daughter, if your daughter hadn't been so inconsiderate.
My grandson wouldn't be born right then, I'd have been here. But.
A lot of it too is that I thought he gave quite a bit of information before.
And I don't want to make him come out here and nobody shows up. I mean.
Right.
Can we just get the link?
I'll call Lynn and ask her and then see what she finds out for me and then we'll kind of go by there.
And maybe post the link in the bathroom.
Yeah, we can put it in the newsletter even.
Maybe we need a bigger board.
Yeah, we can put it on the newsletter to go, because we're going to have a link on there as far as the new LURs to go to. But,
right.
Okay. Did you see this other guy?
This is Rick.
How you doing, man?
Everyone here, how you doing?
Okay. I don't even want to know. I want to ask. But anyway, regardless, you can't have that greenhouse out there.
Okay.
You know.
Next week, we're going to go down and get a building permit.
If you get that, then good. But are you going to be growing marijuana?
Right now we're just doing vegetables and stuff. Hopefully not, but yeah, I got my medical card and electric stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to, the guy I bought the land from, he's going to go down now and get the building permit and all that. We're going to put up, I guess, bare minimum 600 square foot cabin, so we'll, and I bought two lots, so I'll probably put the cabin on one and then we'll see what we'll do with the other one.
There's a lot improvement form. If you've gone out on our website, there's a lot improvement form that needs to be
right
there.
Right there.
There's one. You need to complete that before you start any construction, and the building committee needs to approve whatever you're doing back there.
Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah. The other thing about growing marijuana, I'm not sure if this is correct, but supposedly, yes, you can grow 6 to 8 plants each, but you have to get medical, meaning you got to have like a doctor's thing that you need it.
Yeah, I know.
Correct?
Yeah.
This is something we haven't addressed yet, the commercial end of it being here, you know.
Are you growing it commercially?
No.
Is this
just medically for me.
So we just need to make sure that you need to keep us informed and you need to make sure that you're compliant.
Because see, you could
all of our
Okay. Well,
it's okay.
You need to make sure you follow the rules as far as lawn improvement and all that.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I probably should have went down first place and got everything.
Right.
I didn't think a greenhouse was that big, because it's not a permanent structure. It's something temporary for right now.
Yeah, and it's not just us that's going to come after you, if our county is going to.
Okay.
Because the new LURs, you can't have anything on there, so without a building permit or a house.
I guess I'm just used to living in the sticks out where I'm from.
Sure.
They don't let you do whatever you want to do, but, you know, they
kind of mean. Where are you from?
Lamar.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we own a ranch down there.
Oh.
Yeah, I've built buildings out there.
Have him sign in.
Oh, hey, will you sign in, too, here?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I do apologize for any misunderstanding.
All right, I'm Jim Nichols.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, of course.
Nice to meet
and
you.
Steve will keep you informed on what you
do.
Yeah.
He's good.
He told me, he's like, you got to go get a girl. I was like, okay, I apologize for that.
Yeah. Was your driveway already in, or did you put the driveway in, too?
It was already in.
The culvert, okay.
Yeah, it was.
We bought ours, but didn't even know there was an HOA, so.
Yeah.
Surprise!
It was awesome.
Okay, well, we answered all our questions with him as far as everybody. Anybody have any questions more for him?
Well, the one thing you might want to do is visit the Park County website and see what they allow you to do and what they don't allow you to do.
Yeah, well, the guy, I called the guy that I bought the land from, he pretty much went over a lot of stuff with me.
Well, see, they just changed a lot of that stuff.
Right, and when he gets his permit.
When the guy that you bought the land from, he's actually inherited the land from his dad, so he doesn't know all the rules.
Yeah, and they've changed them over the years.
Yeah, he says just get old Park County.
Yeah, when you go into Park County, get your permitting and everything, they'll help you inform you.
Yeah.
Give you a list of everything. They'll have it all there. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think.
They work really good.
Is it just go by land of this county?
I'm sorry?
More rules to follow.
I don't think.
On separate property, I don't either. Are you ready, Dallas?
Ready.
Come, we're gonna take a break real quick.
We're gonna blow some dumpers.
Anybody wants to see those prairie dogs go? Come enjoy it. Should we just go to that and vote on that, or?
They're in new business.
Okay, where do we go?
Are we done on unfinished business?
Yeah, we'll just go back to, we're back. The street signs and have been, some of them been replaced. Is Steve in here?
He's coming.
You heard anything more from them about that?
I haven't, no.
But everything's done in Wildwood?
No, they're not all done, they're one by us.
Are we going back to unfinished business?
I want, me too. Told them that's a fun toy, but you didn't.
I don't know. More fun shooting, more fun. Okay, Steve, on those signs, have they been replacing any more street signs? Are any?
Not that I've noticed.
Down at No More Arms.
Nothing by us.
Nothing.
Okay.
But the one out here on.
Yeah, the one coming in the W's.
I haven't noticed any in the neighborhood that I really don't.
Okay. Maybe if you have a chance, you send him another email?
Yeah, he said he was on, they were on order. I don't know when they were gonna get put in.
Okay.
They said they were on orders.
Okay.
Probably shorthanded in jail.
The bylaw update?
They are reviewing the documents. There is new legislation, so they've been waiting to see how that affects what the bylaws are. But Pat, you know, did most of the work, so.
Okay.
They still have it.
Well, we still need to do that then. Under new business, Delbert wanted to say a few words.
Well, we moved here, we bought it in 1988, so I'm blind, and so I don't know if all of you know, Faye and I, but Delbert Bills, and I spent my career with AT&T, and I'm a little embarrassed to talk about AT&T today, but what has happened was, over the years, last few years, we've had service, we've obviously had AT&T service, as a retiree, but I think our services deteriorated, and they came down to the picnic last week and came back and pulled half a dozen people who had AT&T service and was all very disappointed. The week before July the 4th and the week after July the 4th was just, people just didn't have any service. And now, I know Bill Hathorn here came up and he had service, but what I want to talk about is a little bit more of the detail of what really is going on. Now, in the old days, having been an engineer for AT&T and for telephone service, everybody looked at me as though I could take care of all the services. So, and in the old days, in the old technology, where we were a service-oriented company, primarily driven by the Public Utilities Commission, it was a whole different ballgame than the cell phone service is today. It is very difficult to even find anybody to even talk to about cell phone service and technical problems. So anyway, Faye and I decided to start looking into this, and sometime ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, somebody told us that AT&T had moved their cell phone service off from Badger Mountain. Well, I just couldn't believe that, and so I decided to find out. what's going on. So let me talk about the technology of cell phone service. Totally different situation in the old days where we had to provide service, even to a point where, from an engineering standpoint, we made traffic studies, and we tried to predict the growth of communities, how many facilities it would require. It's pretty obvious that there's not enough facilities for circuits for AT&T, and Verizon seems to have a little bit of service. Now, Bill has AT&T, and he came into our house, and he could get service. During the last couple of weeks, we might be able to get out once or twice a day. We might even get a call once in a while. And it was just pathetic, and I'm embarrassed that I'm a retiree from AT&T and this is going on. But anyway, what we really, and I just talked to Bill Hathorn, and most of you will probably think the same thing. I asked Bill, where is your AT&T tower at? So he points at Maddie Mountain. Okay. Well, what the problem is that across the country, unlike in the old days when we had a monopoly, we have to have seamless cell phone service across the country. If you're going across the country, it doesn't matter what carrier happens to be in that area, you should have service. But what was happening in the last few weeks, as well as any other holiday in the past, we have a lot of people in Bark County, what happens is that the cell phone service up on Badger Mountain, AT&T has indeed moved away from Badger Mountain, but you still get service from Badger Mountain after a fashion. The problem is, if you're with Verizon and you're a Verizon customer or T-Mobile, you're going to have priority service. And as long as there is there's a reciprocal agreement on Badger Mountain, so that by law, if all of the other circuits are busy by priority, if you're T-Mobile and Verizon, I don't know who else is up there, if there happens to be a Verizon or T-Mobile or other carrier channel available or circuit available, you can get service. And so there lies the problem. What I found out a couple of days ago is that AT&T has moved the tower, AT&T tower, to Antero, out on the flats. Now, what is happening? I had quite a conversation about they don't really measure congestion anymore or lack of circuits like we used to when we were PUC driven. It's strictly in the competitive environment now. It's strictly a financial kind of situation. Think about a tower at Antero being able to serve a Fairplay, as well as if they're probably got a shot into Hartsville itself. And what has happened from an AT&T standpoint, we're just kind of, we're in a dead spot now. And we still get service after a fashion off from Badger Mountain because of this reciprocal agreement. But it's not a priority thing. And we have two major bridges between us and Antero. We have no cell phone service, strictly line of sight. And if you can't basically with binoculars see the cell phone, they don't go through trees, of course, but not through mountains. And we have no capability, at least where we're at. And a lot of you wouldn't have capability because this Mud Springs range of mountains just to the west of us, and then the ridge over by Hartsel, we have no way of seeing line of sight the tower over at Antero. Now, I don't know where the tower at Antero is, but that's what the engineer at AT&T told me was at Antero. So I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but You know, I'm loyal to the brand, but when AT&T removed the lid and left us with no service, basically, we felt obligated to, unfortunately, pay Verizon. So we did. We went with Verizon, which we stopped, but there's another technicality also. I asked my son-in-law, did you get service with Verizon with the flip phone? And he had a little problem with that. The old flip phone, that's what the old timers like us still. You know, you can't teach new jobs, old jobs, new tricks. And so we were holding on to the old flip phone, and most of you have iPhones nowadays. But our daughter and son-in-law and others had come in to visit us, they have iPhones, and they have really pretty good service. I mean, they can, with Verizon, not AT&T, with Verizon. And so we had to bite the bullet and say, well, and we had just bought a $38 battery for a flip phone. We had to bite the bullet and say, well, if we're gonna have service up here, I guess we better bite the bullet and go with Verizon. These iPhones, there is a difference between the flip phones and the iPhones. I did some research and made a presentation to our ham club about antennas, and these iPhones have a very unique reception capability, technology-wise, far superior than the little stubs that we have for antennas. So anyway, I just want to mention that I have a booster antenna, as many of the others, and Jim have also. We all have a name to Badger Mountain. I still have my name to Badger Mountain, but I still couldn't get very good service, as I mentioned, because of this reciprocal thing. And it just got amplified the hail. So we got a new antenna, put it up, and still had problems. And now I find out that AT&T actually moved away from Badger Mountain and put it out on that terrain. And so anyway, with that, if you've got some questions, what we're really into is that no longer service was a big deal up until the breakup of the Bell system. That's all I knew was service. And now it's more financially driven. And the engineer at AT&T said that we're in a very rural area. There is one channel. When you talk about one channel nowadays, we're talking about maybe 35 or 36 or 40 circuits in that one channel. Some little towns will have two channels or three channels. Apparently they have one channel out there with probably about 40 circuits, something like that. And we have no direct line of sight. And so we're just, now we're on Verizon, and the service is, unfortunately, for AT&T retiring, is excellent. Verizon service is excellent. As you remember yesterday, things happened.
Good.
So anyway, if you've got any questions.
How many bars you get?
How many bars?
I don't know. I can't see on there yet where I look at the bars. I don't know.
We'll have pet support come over.
Yeah.
Yes.
From a bar standpoint, even when we're on the flip phone, we could get four bars.
Four bars and no service.
Really? If all of the, if the Verizon people and the T-Mobile were using up all of their lines, we have no service anyway. But there's one other thing I forgot to mention. We have been concerned clear back to 1980 when we first bought here about emergencies. And what we found is in the last few weeks, whenever you pick up your phone and say emergency service only, our question was, what does that mean? So the engineer said, by law, that if you have 911, it has to go out.
But that is not true, because we did have an emergency situation in Arizona, and I got nothing when I got a line.
Oh, really? Because they said that the other day, because we wanted to know.
And we have AT&T, too. A state trooper just happened to come by.
Huh.
Well, I think the emergency service only is if you don't, like, if you haven't paid your bill and you don't have service to make outgoing calls. If your phone is charged and you're in a serviceable area, you can do an emergency only.
Yeah.
I don't think it means it's gonna connect you to 911. It's just saying that you would have the ability, even though you can't make just regular phone calls, that you can still call 911.
My grandkids play with all our old phones, and once in a while, we'll get a call back, and that's what they've done, dial 911. Okay.
All good information, though.
Yes, thank you, Delbert. Okay, back to unfinished business. So what's anybody's opinion on this prairie dog man's toy or machine or contraption?
Seems to be the best method we had.
I support it.
I support that.
I have one question, though. When they do the, they explode the hole, does the walls of the hole cave in? Is that how you fill it, or then you still have to go up?
No, you still have to just cover the opening.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, at least they're on the ground where they're decomposing, and we're not having to fly.
It's gonna make the ground rich.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, that's what he said. They're gonna come in there. Well, me and Bill experienced it before. When you shoot them, they run up and grab one, grab them, bring them down the hole, and that's for dinner, you know?
Eat them.
Yeah.
No ethics.
Yeah. But
if something's done like this, it should be done during the week, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yes. Not never on a weekend. And it always should be two people, I think, running the machines for safety reasons.
Right. And then if anybody is here, not to be doing it.
Yeah, no, we just
I guess my thing is, okay, we do this, do 10 holes, mark them up. I think you should be with the little trailer with dirt, gravel, whatever it is, cut them up right away.
Well,
then we can see.
At first, you're just going to take a long, you're going to need to do, sit down, just go down the row and do as many as you can do. And like you say, covering them as you're doing them. And those, they're just going to come right back in. So we're fighting a losing battle in the big picture.
I'm talking about the machine. This new machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. We have a little trailer, and when you do it, fill it up, or fill up the hole, but just, you're going to have to try to stay after them all day for a couple of days to get, you know, because they're going to dig it back into it, you know. But they're, just to get them under control, he says there could be as many as 30 per hole. There's a hell of a lot of holes back there.
So how much does it cost?
$950.
But then you have to,
you have to buy a propane bottle and an oxygen bottle.
Right.
And then, but he says you can do. I'm sorry. You said something.
Wait, you have the propane.
Yeah. That's yeah. And charge. Then what he said? How many for the oxygen?
150.
150 holes and 600 holes was it a propane bottle?
And how much is the oxygen?
You probably know more.
Yeah, I can check with the company we use.
Right. But he said it comes out to 22 cents a hole is what it costs to do it.
It's minimum charge.
Yeah.
Cheaper than bullets and cheaper than poison.
Yeah. Not as fun as. Go ahead, Mark.
Our company, which Delbert knows, and I can elaborate on what he's talking about in California, but I'm a local engineer and know I can't solve any problems. But in regards to your roads, after the hole is blown, gravel needs to be placed in that hole.
Yeah.
Rodents do not like gravel, so they will not try to travel back through that. Gravel, rock, dirt, and compacted. So you do have additional costs, not just this machine and rock and getting the propane.
Well, but what's the alternative?
Which is not insane. Additional costs.
Yeah, I mean, regardless, we have to fill in the holes anyway. So whatever we do to exterminate them, we still have the holes to deal with. So that's a given there. There's no way around that one.
So no matter what, we've got to fill the holes, period.
But yeah, but filling the holes without killing the animal is useless, like you said.
Oh, yeah.
And you have 30 animals in there, they're going to just come right back out. And fast, you know, the faster you fill them, they're going to be digging them back out. Go ahead, Greg.
The church I attend in Lake George, got a veterinarian to tell them to put bubble gum in them.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Yeah, and the church buys 2,000 pieces of bubble gum every spring. But it takes out. We had when I first worked at security this summer. There were 12 of them I saw, and a couple of weeks ago I just saw four. So it does work.
How long ago did you put the bubble gum in there?
I think they put it down in May.
Oh, so it's not a quick fix.
No.
No, they have to digest the bubble gum.
And in the meantime, they're still producing babies.
Right, exactly. That's the problem when you read on this chart of how fast they reproduce, you know. I don't know. What,
That's 81,000 pieces of bubble gum.
Yeah, but they, I'll call Fred, our insurance man, and ask him about the liability. I already talked to him about the liability of them down there, though. And, you know, like you said, that's a big liability having them around there because of the holes, so.
Well, but then it brings the, I mean, at least the camping, but they're also down by the fishing.
Yeah.
And wants to shut down everything, but as far as a liability.
Right.
We've been, based on the letter we received, we've been put on notice that we have to do something. We can't do, nothing is not an option.
Exactly, so we've got to decide what we're going to do. You know, every day we're just taking a chance of somebody else.
And so far, this is the best option.
I agree with you.
I have a question. What was the letter that you received? Who was that from?
From a property owner.
Based on concerns about camping and the holes.
One of the grandkids got hurt, and then the sister-in-law had twisted her ankle. And so, you know, I mean, we're going to get to this here about the camping part of it, but yeah, I mean, we ain't getting rid of them overnight. We ain't getting rid of them in a week. It's going to take some time. I mean, with the machine.
You're not going to get rid of all of them.
Yeah, never. They're going to keep coming back in. Right. But if we have the machine, we can, every time you see a hole, we can go out there and attack it, you know. And
so this guy just sells the machine. That's correct. He doesn't
have
the service.
No.
He won't come out. He drove all the way out here from Nebraska.
Yeah, Steve will be doing
it. I met him at Don Airy's auction here a few weeks ago. Okay.
So you would say it'd be a priority with the holes. Once you see them, you got to get on them. You just can't let it sit.
Well, that's why we have a machine. We fill in the holes.
I just want to make sure that it's going to be a priority.
Yeah, exactly.
You buy this, we just can't let it sit.
No, it's got to be true use. Right. It has to be used every day. As long as no, like Chris said, as long as there's nobody here. They can't do it when there's people down there fishing or anyone's here. No. Even, you know.
During the week, it's pretty
good. Yeah, and during the week time, you know, but if you do an hour or two a day, I mean, first it's going to take some 8 hours a day to get after there and get after them.
Sure.
Because it's just so they don't move back into the old holes. And they're just going to run across the street. I mean, they're going to come back, but it's something that this machine, we're going to use it a lot, I'm sure.
But I don't think it's just only Steve's responsibility.
No, I mean, there's going to have to be some board members going to have to chip in.
I'll be in helping him.
Okay.
You know, I'm here enough with him. I can help Steve do that. That's no problem.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because if I get to play with it, then I get to buy it.
We can see about getting, I don't know.
Dump a load of gravel.
Gravel, yeah.
Yeah,
we could get a load of gravel, $300.
But even just starting right now, just filling it with the dirt and the rock that's around, that's a start.
Because we've got so many of them, and they're, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. I mean, it's at least going that direction, right in the right direction. I don't. We can't sit here and look the other way. We can't. I looking at the minutes, and I don't know how many years back though. I have everything said for 8 years I've been on the board of the minutes and. And how many years has been discussed at meetings? I mean, 2 or 3 meetings a year, this prairie dog crap's been brought up. So we've never found a solution. We used to have shooting days, and you know, bend them down. I mean, it's fun, but it's a band-aid on a slope on something that's not going to cure the problem. And we're not even the machine going to cure the problem, but it can get them under control.
At least under control.
Yeah,
I move we buy the machine.
Well, who wants to?
But you can't.
I know. I'll make a motion to purchase the machine.
Okay.
And in doing so, we will write up the rules and regulations to care and use.
I thought we had to check the insurance first, Bill said.
Well, I think we should.
Yeah.
But I think you should also set out some safety to this, too. Maybe
gloves,
safety glasses.
Yeah.
Listen to what I just said, that we purchase the machine and at the same time set up the rules and regulations and safety standards to work the machine. Before it is used the first time. Once we have that approved, we're done, and we can do that.
After we check with the insurance.
And if the insurance says we can't buy it, somebody will buy it. Don't worry.
It's a safety issue.
I talked to Fred already about these and them there, and like you said, they're putting up the signs down there. This is as good as the paper they're printed on is all. And so to protect us, you know, we really need to do something.
And this shows us being proactive
yeah.
against any lawsuit. that we are doing.
Well, let me interject here if you don't mind.
No, good. I don't mind.
The letter was written by me.
Okay.
Okay. And you're absolutely right. Proactivity. Mm-hmm. You've known about the issue for how many years?
Right.
It's not proactive. But now we're reactive because there was an issue in writing, and now you're reactive. You need to solve the issue ASAP.
I agree.
Okay?
I have no problem with that.
Because when my family was talking about liability to this organization, I said, let me try to handle this first. Okay? So, just so you know, fix things before something happens. If you've been a liability for years, do something about it.
But I'd like to interject, Mark, too, and let you know that it's not like we've ignored it. We have made efforts.
Yeah, we've tried gas in them. We've had shooting days.
It's not like we've ignored it.
No, we've addressed every year, but this year is the first year. I've just been too busy. I'm only one of 11 board members, so all you guys can jump in and do this at any time. Come down here and shoot these things or to address it. It's not just my job.
We've tried.
Every year I've had a shooting day two or three times during the summer.
And I don't disagree that you've tried to do something.
I have.
But they are a rodent.
Right.
They
right.
carry diseases.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
You shouldn't allow people to camp there.
We're going to address
that's
that.
That's coming up next.
But that's why this is about the most sanitary way, because they're underground.
I'm not disagreeing with what's being said.
So I think, barring that the insurance company says that it's a no-no, then I don't see any reason we shouldn't. It's definitely a big way going in the right direction.
Okay.